That's a new release from musicians from Portland. Stan Bach, the trombonist and euphonium player, leads this ensemble. The arrangement of Mercy, Mercy, Mercy was done by Tim Gilson. It was Joe Zawinul's tune, written originally for Cannonball Adderley, but given a very different and almost twisted kind of arrangement here by Tim Gilson. Nice job. Stan Bach on trombone, Renato Caranto on tenor sax, John Nastos, the other reed player there, with Clay Giberson on Fender Rhodes, Tim Gilson electric bass, and Christopher Brown on drums. Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Opening up our Jazz Northwest for today from 88.5 KPLU. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be listening to some recent releases by musicians from the Pacific Northwest, from Portland to Vancouver, and spots in between, like Seattle. Let's continue along here with a recording that I'm particularly pleased with because it won a Grammy Award this year for Best Jazz Arrangement Backing of Vocalist. And the arrangement was done by one former Portland musician and one who still lives there. This is from Esperanza Spalding's Radio Music Society CD. It received two nominations and it won both for Best Jazz Vocal Album and for the Best Instrumental Arrangement Accompanying Vocalists. And the arrangement for this song was done by Esperanza Spalding, who sings it here and plays bass, and her former mentor, trumpet player and educator, Thara Memory. Here it is. It's called City of Roses.
City of Roses, City of Roses. Thank you.
From the new CD by bass player and composer Jeff Johnson, titled Suitcase, Jeff Johnson playing Fender bass on this tune, Hans Teuber, the alto saxophonist, with Steve Moore at the piano and Eric Eagle on drums, and that was a tune titled Letters for Marcy. Marcy is Jeff Johnson's wife. She's been quite ill for a long time in Texas. Preceding that, we were listening to Esperanza Spalding's tribute to her hometown, Portland, Oregon. It's called City of Roses. She wrote the song. The arrangement with the horns was by Thera Memory and Esperanza Spalding, and it won a Grammy this year for the best arrangement accompanying a vocal. The album, Radio Music Society, won a Grammy for Esperanza Spalding. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Let's take a look at a few things on our jazz calendar. This afternoon, the J. Thomas Big Band is playing at 4 o'clock at Tula's. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight at 8. Also, the Music Works Northwest New School of Jazz is playing at Bakes Place at 5 this afternoon. The Collective Music Ensemble and the Majestical Quintet team up on Monday night at the Royal Room. On Tuesday, Aaron Neville performs the first of two performances at Benaroya Hall. He'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday. Ditto for Jack DeJohnette Quartet with Ravi Coltrane on tenor sax. They'll play Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Roadside Attraction plays at Tula's on Tuesday night, and Bernie Jacobs Quartet plays for the East Side Jazz Club at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue. Total Experience Gospel Choir will be at the Royal Room on Tuesday night. Carlos Cascante and Tim Bao will be at Tula's on Wednesday. The Jazz Innovations Ensemble 1 plays Wednesday at the University of Washington's Breishman Auditorium. Jazz Innovations Ensemble 2 plays at Breishman on Thursday. Jack DeJohnette, incidentally, is going to be doing a clinic at the University of Washington, 12:30 on Thursday at Breishman Auditorium. Next Saturday night at Boxley's, Kelly Eisenhower will be doing one of her periodic appearances at Boxley's. Wonderful singer, well worth checking out on Saturday night next week. Also, it's PDX Jazz Time and lots of events going on in Portland, including Esperanza Spalding's going to be back in town. And I'll tell you more about some of the other Portland Jazz Festival events coming up a little later. Right now, let's go to a Vancouver-based group led by James Dandifer, heard mostly on clarinet in his latest album, I believe. It's called The Hummingbird Brigade, and it's sort of a reexamination of street music in New Orleans, of brass bands. We're going to be listening to a piece called Joy in the Streets, which has the flavor of a New Orleans group, with solos by Chad McKayla on baritone sax, Steve Minette and Rod Murray on trombones, and Chris Gestrin on B3 organ. This is called Joy in the Streets, James Dandifer's Hummingbird Brigade. Clipper Anderson playing bass, leading his group in music from his CD, The Road Home. We heard the title tune, The Road Home, with Darren Clendenin on piano, Clipper Anderson on bass, and Mark Ivester on drums. That CD, as well as the Jeff Johnson CD we played earlier, are both nominated for Golden Ear Awards this year for Best Northwest Jazz Recording. We were listening to the James Dandifer group, the Hummingbird Brigade. Before that, out of Vancouver, BC, we heard them doing a tune called Joy in the Streets, and that included solos by Chad McKella on Barry Sax, Steve Minette and Rod Murray on trombones, and Chris Gestern on the B3 organ. Joy in the Streets from James Dandifer's Hummingbird Brigade. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. I mentioned the Portland Jazz Festival earlier. It runs through next weekend, and there are events going on daily. Lots of area musicians are taking part in it. Among the guests who will be appearing at the Portland Jazz Festival are the ACS Trio, Jerry Allen, Terry Lynn Carrington, and former Portland resident and Grammy winner Esperanza Spalding, Nancy King, Sex Mob, The Jazz Message, which celebrates Art Blakey, and Jack DeJohnette's Quartet, Galactic, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Patricia Barber, Afro-Cuban All-Stars, Matt Wilson, Kenny Garrett, the great Gerald Wilson, and Steve Kuhn, Scott Hamilton, and many, many more. A complete listing available at pdxjazz.com. There's also ongoing activities at Jimmy Mack's and Ivory's Jazz Lounge and Restaurant have many performances taking place there. Gerald Wilson is going to be conducting a couple of ensembles at Jimmy Mack's on Monday night, and the Bridge Quartet is playing at Ivory's Jazz Lounge and Restaurant tonight. Check out listings carefully, pdxjazz.com, and it runs through next weekend. Steve Kuhn, incidentally, who I mentioned in conjunction with the Portland Jazz Festival, is also going to be playing in Seattle next Thursday. He's going to be at Cornish College, and I believe he's also doing a workshop as well. Steve Kuhn at Cornish College and at PDX Jazz. Here's another recording that's nominated for the Golden Ear Awards. It's Johnny Conga's new CD, Oye, Mario Marrero on piano, Steve Mostovoy on trumpet, Nathaniel Paul on saxes, Johnny Conga playing all the African and Cuban percussion in here, and this is their version of the Lee Morgan tune as arranged by Johnny Conga, Sidewinder.
Thank you. down the street. Seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just the lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree, they sing so merrily. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you should ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I've got a dream that's a pippy. And when each day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree, they sing so merrily. They sing wherever I go. Lucky so and so. Should you ask me the amount in my bank account, I'd have to admit that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me. Confidentially, I got a dream that's a pippin. Each day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. I guess I'm just a lucky so. Thank you.
Melinda Whitaker from her new CD, Lucky So-and-So. We heard the title tune from this album, produced, arranged, and directed by Phil Dwyer, who played piano, and that tenor sax work there at the end, too, I think was his. Brad Turner was the trumpet soloist in there. Ken Lister on bass and Julian McDonough on drums. Ian McDougall was on trombone. Good sounding band, and all credit to Phil Dwyer for that. Melinda Whitaker, her new CD, Lucky So and So. The singer will be at the Victoria Art Gallery, 2 o'clock next Sunday afternoon at Victoria Art Gallery for Melinda Whitaker. Before that, Johnny Conga leading his band, Mario Marrero on piano and bass, Steve Mostovoy and Nathaniel Paul were the two horn players, trumpet and sax respectively, with Johnny Conga playing all the percussion instruments on that. We heard Sidewinder, the Lee Morgan song. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Flutist Bernie Jacobs, flutist and vocalist, is going to be playing for the East Side Jazz Club next Tuesday night at the Courtyard Marriott. Here is Bernie Jacobs' quartet, recorded at Boxley's in North Bend during an earlier engagement, with Randy Halberstadt on piano on this one, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums, and we'll hear them doing another Ellington tune in a sentimental mood.
Thank you.
There's a happy little tune to send you on your way here at the end of Jazz Northwest today. That's from the latest CD by Pearl Django, 11. It's their 11th CD. And with special guest Martin Taylor, who is one of the soloists there. Martin Taylor on guitar and David Lang on accordion. Michael Gray on violin. Troy Chapman and Ryan Hoffman, the backup guitars, and Rick Lepinen on bass. And a tune that was written by Martin Taylor. Beautiful tune called Rooted Anon. Nice tune from Pearl Django. Bernie Jacobs Quartet before that, with Bernie on flute, Randy Halberstadt piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Greg Williamson on drums. We heard them playing the Ellington tune In a Sentimental Mood. Bernie Jacobs Quartet plays Tuesday for the Eastside Jazz Club at the Courtyard Marriott in Bellevue. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thanks a lot for listening today. We'll be back again next Sunday at this same time with highlights from a concert by Dimitri Matheny performed last Thursday at the Seattle Art Museum. That's next week on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.